Find out more online at www.reyeslegal.com or foreclosurefreeadvice.com. The Reyes Law Group, defending your property, preserving your rights. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM. WWNA, Pompano Beach. It's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's Weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird, plus Johnny D and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Burn Alive, Keep Coming Back, and more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's Weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Hollis.
By Ricky Bird, and of course, if you've been living under a rock, I'm going to tell you some good news. Some good news is that February 12th, 2011, at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach, Florida, we're going to be having an all-day rock and roll extravaganza, starting out with Rhetoric, Thrown Alive, and of course, Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Keep Coming Back, and then Ricky Bird will be playing, and of course, he'll be doing his old stuff, like I Love Rock and Roll, from Joan Jett and Black Arts. And, of course, Broken as a Place will be played. And he'll be backed up by the Road Dogs. And we're looking forward to tonight's show because we have with us Ralphie D. from the Road Dogs. Ralphie's in studio with us. We also are going to be speaking with Phil Milano. And Phil is a gentleman out of New York that has put together a new CD, and we're going to be talking about his CD tonight. It's going to be pretty good, actually. We have a lot of great stuff in store for you here. We're going to be on the way with a whole lot more information. You know, if you're tuning in for the first time, my name is John Hollis. I'm the host of the show, Rockers in Recovery. Also, we are part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. If you listen to us on a daily basis, you can listen to us every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. You can also listen to us Saturdays from 3 to 6, Sunday nights from 9 to 11, and all through the week nights at 10 p.m. We're on the air 16 hours a week, and, of course, we bring you everything from great music to great approaches to recovery to the East Coast music scene to That Sci-Fi Show. And, of course, in the studio every Sunday night we have, of course, our buddy Chris West. Chris, what's going on with That Sci-Fi Show lately? I understand you guys are going to be doing something live.
Yeah, that's right. We're actually in the final stages of planning for February 25th to the 26th. We got a NACROCon, which is going on in Atlanta, Georgia. It's held by the same guys that hold DragonCon. It's a steampunk event. It's alternate history. It's very cool. It's going to be, they got 10, 15 bands are going to play there. It's a 3-day event. It's $30 for all 3 days. And for the first con I've ever been to in the 10, 15 years I've been doing conventions.
What is it? NecroCon?
A Necro.
Oh,
an acronym. No, we will not be going to no NecroCon.
I thought maybe it was a NecroCon.
No, not till October.
Oh, okay.
We saved those ones for October.
Nice.
Now, this one is...
I got to die in the media.
Oh, I know. Now, but this one, for your $30 ticket, gets you 3 days of admission to everything that goes on. All the side events that normally you have to pay extra for included. Not only that, for the first, like I said, for the first time I've ever seen this, they're going to have a fully catered bar of just snack foods and stuff that all weekend long. So anybody for free can come up and grab something to eat. You don't have to worry about spending $20, $30 on a hot dog.
Wow. Well, listen, you know, folks, there's lots of stuff coming up 2011 here with the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're looking forward to doing a whole lot of live broadcasts ourselves. With Rockers in Recovery, we have the first one starting out, of course, February 12th. And then we have some new ones that we have scheduled, about four more through the year. We also, of course, have the 12-Step Music Fest, the fourth annual coming up. We'll be broadcasting live from that. We're also looking forward to broadcast live from in October from the Supergroup up in Boston. We'll be back up in Boston this year. So we're looking forward to a whole lot of road trips and a whole lot of fun that's going to be taking place. Also, if you get a chance, go to holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can check out the events and all of the information that is there. We want to thank all of our listeners on WNN 1470 AM. We also want to thank our listeners and all the streamers like Rockers in Recovery Facebook page. The fan page is growing by leaps and bounds, and we thank everybody for clicking and liking and pass us around so other people can check us out. We're going to go out to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have Ralphie D from the Road Dogs with us.
Oh, what about over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny P and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Welcome back. All right. Listen, it's Sunday night here at Rockers in Recovery. We got Ralphie D with us. And Ralphie D was playing drums just on that. And, of course, Ralphie D is going to be backing up Ricky Bird and him and the Road Dogs. And we're looking forward to that. And we're looking forward to, of course, having a great day that day, Ralph.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great day. Beautiful, sunny weather. I already had God, me and him talked about it.
You had coffee.
It's going to be beautiful, yes.
That's beautiful.
Coffee, and we talked.
Okay, so you've already seen the set list. We won't, you know, we're not going to divulge the set list at this point.
Right.
But what do you think of the set list?
Oh, it's going to be smoking. It's going to be nice. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know just listening to the tunes, knowing that it's we got a lot of dynamics going on with it, and it's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we're looking forward to fun in the sun that day. But most importantly, Ralph, you guys are doing a lot of different things, man. You're all over the place. I mean, I've seen you were in Delray and a bunch of places this weekend, and it looks like you're going on the road a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, we did the private gig over at the fairgrounds, South Florida Fairgrounds in West Palm, Thursday, and then February 4th we're over at Johnny Brown's. That's a 9 p.m. gig. That's a fun place.
Did you figure that 2011 was kind of going to be a breakout year for Johnny B and the Red Dogs?
Well, you know, we talked about it with the band, and Johnny B, myself, and the rest of the boys, Drew Preston and Daniel on bass, we talked about trying to do some bigger venues, you know, and we love doing, like, the gigs up in Daytona, the Bike Fest and stuff like that. So that's something we're looking forward to.
You every year you do the Daytona thing, don't you?
Yeah, we have a lot of fun up there. Yeah.
Well, you, every time I've ever seen you, I remember the first time I ever seen you play was probably 13 years ago or 12 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was at down at one of the clubhouses right off of State Road 84.
Okay.
And you were up on the stage.
Oh, yeah, little stage there.
Yeah, yeah.
That was probably, I don't know if that was with the Road Dogs or was that me with my band.
I think it was you with your band.
Yeah, we were Ralphie Dean, the Hound Dogs.
And the Hound Dogs. So how long have you been playing, though?
Wow, since I was 15. My sisters taught me how to play drums. They were drummers.
And really, really?
Yeah.
Oh, were they good?
Yeah, they were good. Very good. My one sister had to stop because her arm got, she kept playing the drums, she would lose her left arm, so she had to stop.
Oh.
So she started teaching for St. Ignatius Drum and Bugle Corps up on Long Island. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff.
We're streaming back from, we're streaming to New York right now, actually.
Nice.
I'm sure that your family has all the information they're listening. You want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, I was definitely Nancy, my love up there. She, I gave a little information on how she could hear it. And she went up, well, can you record it? Can you get a copy of the recording? I said, yeah, I'm sure we can.
Yeah, we'll get that for her.
She's an awesome lady.
So when you started to play, and I'm sure you were playing during active use, correct?
Oh, yeah. I was, oh, yeah. I played the first Blues Fest that they had down here at Riverwalk.
Okay.
Very first one. It was with Jeff Prine.
Mm-hmm.
We were called Wheat back then. And that was a fun gig. It was the first annual blues festival that they had down in Fort Lauderdale, over there by the jail.
Yeah, that was a few years ago.
Yeah, I would say.
You're dating yourself.
Yeah, let's see. I came down here in 81, so it must have been 82.
Yep.
So it was a while back. And then did all the Cheers things with Big Mama Blue and this old stuff. Long, long time. We used to play at the all the Art Stocks playpen. We called it the pig pen back then. And all the Crown Lounge liquor stores. Walter B. Walters was our agent. He would sit in the back of his Excalibur back in the 80s, and he goes, "I make more money than 10 senators ever will. Listen to me, kid, you'll go far." And he goes, "Oh my God!" And I was smoking pot in the back, you know, doing all kinds of funny stuff. And he told me, "Cut your hair, kid." I had hair down to my past my shoulders, down to my elbows. And I weighed about 119 pounds, you know. I'm 160 now, and I'm a healthy-looking guy today, you know, versus I thought I looked good.
Well, I mean, we all thought we were like this spitting image of mental health and beauty when we walk in. You know?
Yes.
So when you finally decided that, you know, all your scorecards read zero, so to speak, where were you at that point musically?
Wow. I actually stopped playing music. I was playing at all the local bars here in Fort Lauderdale with Ralphie D and the Hound Dogs. And it was funny because the lead singer would always say, "So, guess who Ralphie D is?" And, you know, everybody thought it was the lead singer. And, of course, I'm the drummer, you know. So it's like, why do we have to call it that? I said, well, because it's my band. We play what I want to play. You know, we're doing everything from Allman Brothers to Albert King, Albert Collins, B.B. King, you know, Skinhead, Outlaws, you know, all the good stuff, you know. And it turns out I book all the work.
So why not have it
here? You know, I got the PA, I set everything up, I prepare everything. So, you know, and it's a lot of work, as most people know.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in a family that my brother was a drummer for years and years, and You know, I actually went through that process of as a young kid, because he's 15, you know, 14 years older than me. But I watched that whole setup thing, and the work that he put into it, and it was his whole life that when he was younger.
The set list, making a set list, knowing what works, what doesn't work. And I'm just a drummer, and I'll say that it's funny because the old musicians jokes is something about. Oh, you're just a drummer. You're not a musician.
Yeah, when you pull that entity out, and you're just standing there with maybe a couple of guitar players, maybe a piano player, and maybe a good bass player that might be able to hold everything together. I don't think it's going to be held together too.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So that was fun, and so we ended up. I remember Teaser's Lounge on Commercial Boulevard years ago. We used to play there all the time, and. I remember one night, I always sleep. I'll take like a 2 or 3 hour nap before I go play. So I'll set up at 2 in the afternoon, all the equipment and everything, and then I'll go take a nap. Well, I woke up at midnight. We went on at 10. And the band was like, they found some drummer in the audience that couldn't play for Shiola. Turns out I show up at midnight, and they thought I was wasted. I was like, would you forget? No, I actually, the alarm didn't go off. But I was drinking and drugging back then, And I was like, I just blew it off. Didn't matter. I'm Ralphie D. Don't you know who I am?
I know the behaviors catches up to all of us. And when you got clean and you started to clean up, I know the fears that everybody has always talked to me about is that I'm never going to be able to do this again.
Right.
Because, something that was all part of my using. Mm-hmm. And... if I do that, I might go use. If I do this, I might go use. So, and did you find that it took you a little while to get back to the point where you said, I'm comfortable with doing this? And did you have some people, networking around you to get you to that point?
Well, yeah, the first 6 months of my sobriety, I ended up, after I came out of the rehab, 3 months later, I relapsed. And then in December, I pulled it back together again. And my first 6 months, I stopped listening to one of, the other radio stations that played the Southern rock and roll, and I started listening to Love 94,
nice.
The mellow jazz stuff. And I found it didn't trigger me when I heard Grand Funk Railroad playing I'm Your Captain, and all of a sudden I gun it and I drive like a maniac down the street, like I'm chasing my choice, So I started doing that, and that helped. And then I had the itch to play.
Okay.
So we started playing in the garage out in North Lauderdale and put something together. And then we started playing again, and I was like, okay. And it felt good, and I stayed connected. I didn't hang around the rooms. I got in the middle of the rooms, which helped.
And I'm sure that you started to gravitate to other people that were musicians and they were kind of like in the scene.
Which was good and bad. I gravitated to one guy who was a phenomenal musician. He had a year of sobriety. Mm. And we started playing around. We were called Money Up Front, which was great. It was a great name. All blues. We had a black singer. He was phenomenal. Sammy. I don't know where Sammy. Sammy, if you could hear me, call me. 555-1212. No, just kidding. But this guy, he had a year of sobriety. He picked up a guitar. He was a smoking guitar player. Big, tall dude. Looked good up on stage. And then all of a sudden, one night, we're playing at a bar, and all of a sudden, he's acting weird, and I don't catch it right away, And the next thing I know, on break, I go over to some people, whose drinks are these? And your guitar players. I said, no, they're not. I didn't drink.
Oh,
he goes, yeah, they're his. Yeah. He said, watch them. If anybody touches them, I'll kill them. I said, oh, that sounds like him. Okay. So I was like, okay. And that wasn't easy. I got banned from a couple of bars because it was his name, and...
Right.
And he wants money, and I'm like, whatever. This is a bar. I'm not playing the Calderon.
Yeah. So you went through the whole process of getting together and bands not working out, and you were able to get through that in recovery and not pick up.
Yeah, sure.
And come out the other end of this, I believe that, you know, I've gone through some things recently that, mm-hmm. you know, it isn't even so much, you know, the thought of using anymore. It's, you know, the making sure that I don't commit homicide. You know what I mean?
Yeah, homicide or suicide. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
You know, so the bottom line is for me is that I'm really graced by the fact, and I'm sure you've gone through it, where, you know, that you know, obsession to use and all of that has been removed. You know, maybe the thought comes in once in a while, but that obsession, that chronic, I got to smoke crack or drink, is gone.
As long as you don't pick up the first one.
Absolutely.
Because you know,
comes back, baby.
Yeah, I walk around the rooms with a monkey on my back in December, a true monkey. I got it from up north Florida where they have the, I don't know, some zoo or something, and it was selling these little monkeys, you know. So I have this monkey that I'll put on my back, and I walked into my home group, and they all cracked up laughing. I said, yeah, but I got to remember, I have a monkey on my back, but if I pick up a drink, it isn't a monkey, it's a gorilla.
It's a gorilla.
And it's so true. And you know what? My life has been so blessed. I have stuff going on that isn't so good, but, you know, my sobriety's solid. I have coffee with God every morning, and I listen for his answers. I ask him to help me through today, to help me help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And with that in mind, all the things that are going on between my father passing away, and that was his anniversary that he passed away, was Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was up in Port St. Lucie when that happened, and it was called the Bay Shore Club that for 3 months I was going there every morning at 6:30 a.m. And I didn't get a chance to go back there. So on his anniversary, I got up at 4:30 in the morning Friday, and I drove up there. And I sat there, and I didn't know it was going to be so emotional. And I said, I just want to let you guys know, when I got a chance to share that, you know, you guys saved my life, and I'm very grateful for that. I want to thank you guys for, you know, a year ago, you ended up helping me get through my dad's, you know, death. And they were, oh, now I remember you, you know, and I showed up an hour after my father died. He died at 5 o'clock in the morning. I got there at 6 o'clock, you know, and I just hung out. And I had to leave early, and I haven't seen him since, you know, and kind of hard to go up there. So, you know, yeah, you go through the stuff. You don't pick up. You trust God. You know, I didn't trust him in the beginning. You know, I said, all right, God, you're going to keep me sober? Fine. I got the girlfriend. I'll take care of the dog, and I'll take care of my job and my money thing. You know, and first year and a half, I was losing jobs left and right. I couldn't keep them. I go, how dare they fire me? I'm sober. That guy's smoking pot and drinking beers on his break, and you're firing me? You know? So, you know, that was, you know, people said, wow, just sit back and relax. God's got a bigger picture.
Absolutely.
In plan. And I was like, yeah, BS. You know, I'll show you guys. I'll sit back. You know, it's the same. I'm gonna lose it all.
Mm.
You know, and in 2000, I ended up going to China for 3 weeks. Been to Alaska on a cruise with about 50 sober alcoholics.
Mm.
I don't recommend that unless you're very spiritually fit, because 50 of any of us in one room isn't an easy thing. Never mind on a ship.
Yeah, can't get away from anybody.
Right.
Here's the, you know, we actually have the same anniversary month, which is December.
December. Mm-hmm.
And you're just, what was it, 14 years?
16.
16.
I'm working on my 17th.
Wow, congratulations.
It's weird because when I go to pick up medallions now,
mm-hmm.
I'm the last one now,
yeah.
A lot of times. I'm like, does that mean I'm the old timer? I'm too young to be the old timer.
Actually, you know something, I remember Ralphie, you know, when I was bouncing.
Bouncing and, in and out, I remember that.
Bouncing, man.
Yeah, I remember
you. Rubber ball of South Florida. And
damn, you look like hell.
Ralphie would just, you know, shake his head and say, welcome back. You know, you going to stay this time or what's going on with you, you know?
Well, he sits outside the meeting. I go, you know, the recovery's on the inside in that door. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But here, hey, listen, folks, here's the good news. The good news is if you're sitting right now and you're in one of the local establishments run by the county and you're on the rack because maybe you smoked a little too much crack, I can tell you that there is a way out. Ralphie can tell you that there's a way out. You don't have to live that way anymore. There are different things that you can do today to make a difference in your life and your family's life, and be there and show up and suit up, as Ralphie said. And, you know, and if you're in jail tonight and you need help and you want to make a phone call, I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call, and you can call Collect. Now, I'm going to tell you that if you're calling this number Collect for a three-way or commissary, it's not the phone call you want to make, because you're not going to get it. But if you're truly looking for help, and we can get anything from a state-run facility to a facility that might be able to help you for, you know, an inpatient, you know, through insurance, whatever it has. Most people, I can tell you that I didn't have no insurance when I came in, and I didn't have no funds. So I thank God for places like St. Luke's and the different places, IRT, and the different places that are run by the county, because if it wasn't for those down and dirty and down and out kind of places, guys like us would die, and ladies like, you know, Brooke that are sitting here. And The good news is, folks, you can call 954-946-4313. And again, you can call that Collect. And if you're in the jails, or maybe you know somebody that needs help, you can give them a phone number or call. And, of course, we're here to be able to help you carry that that message over the line to safety and hope, you know, get some dignity back in your life, because it sucks to live on the streets with no dignity. We'll be back right after this message. We'll have more Ralphie D, more information on the Road Dogs, and more information on this concert coming up. We'll be back right after this.
I'm forever 21 and 1 days old, man. That's how I am. My birthday is every freaking day. I think we got a birthday thing tonight.
Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Lott, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All
Board of Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
All right. Well, if you haven't been to Johnny Brown's before, welcome. If you have, welcome back.
All right, welcome back.
We are the Road Dogs.
I'm John Hollis. You're listening to Rockers in Recovery. We are here with Ralphie D, and we just, like, found something. We discovered that they have changed all the dates on the horoscopes.
That's hard.
Only after 2009.
And Brooke. Brooke, somewhere in her past, we're just going to put this microphone over here. Brooke, somewhere in her past, had a tattoo put on her back that says what?
69.
Cancer
sign.
It says 69?
Yeah, but it's the cancer sign.
Okay, the cancer sign. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
And she's not cancer anymore, thanks to the changing of the...
Now what?
Well, no. She's still a cancer. It only changes if you were born after 2009.
Oh, my daughter didn't tell
okay.
me that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So if you're after 2009, then you're
done. So she doesn't have to put a line through it.
No, she's still a cancer.
Yes, you are definitely still a cancer.
Because that would have been some major tattoo work to change to a Gemini here I'm looking.
Well, you would have been.
Do that?
Just
you
would.
No.
Well, it depends on
who's
how.
Cancer, always a cancer.
Thank you.
It depends on who's looking at it. Yeah. I mean, if you found a guy that you really wanted to be with and he was hoping you were a Gemini, would you go get a change?
No. I am what I am.
I am what I am.
I am what
Popeye
I am.
Popeye is that man.
So, here, hey, listen. You know, when you think about, you know, the horoscopes, and you think about, we got Jill Dane on Sundays, I think here at 3 o'clock. She does all of the, you know, the readings, and she's the love psychic. And actually, Jill's going to be stopping by over at the concert and is going to be doing some readings that day too. So hang out and meet Jill. Jill's a trip, man. She's off the chain. If you get a chance, listen to her show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on WMN. She's funny as hell. But here's the good news on the horoscope tip. How you looking? Why don't you tell us what it's happening? Are you looking for any like love in your future?
Are you gonna do this to me?
Well, it would have been easy. Yes, I have love. It's gone.
Exactly. That's my.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, it was Kathy. But go ahead.
That's a good answer. I guess I like surprises. See what happens.
Let's see what pops up.
Yeah.
But I'm bummed.
When you look, it doesn't happen.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. So you just
got to
play it cool.
Let me see here.
I think Mike Spatz always says, you know, don't make it happen, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Cancer.
Because, again, taking our will back, forcing things, and then how does that ever work out?
Oh, great for about 12 days.
Until <Yeah. laughs> somebody leaves the toilet seat up.
Yeah.
Family ties are strong this week, although an old and still unresolved problem might create some unpleasant moments.
Ooh.
If so, look to straighten the situation out once and for all. What's his name? We won't even go there. We'll leave it alone.
Yeah.
I gotta admit though, you know, when you met Brooke for the first time, you know, several months ago, and Brooke was on the air, one of the things that we like made jokes about was her shoes. And then I found out today that she has over 100 pairs of shoes. And she can tell you if one pair of those shoes are missing. That's some scary stuff, buddy. Now, I said, you know, we were kind of joking, and I said, you know, a good man that really finds Brooke is going to have to build like a 2,000 square foot closet out back of the house to be able to just house her shoes. Do you see that, I mean, in your future, right?
That would be nice.
Somebody just
told. Oh, I don't like the out back part. Yeah. Maybe that's where he can build his own little space thing, but mine's got to be in the
bedroom. Be closer.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to walk.
Well, maybe
out
you can
back
have your own little walk-through.
There we go.
And that way,
yeah, moving
you
sidewalk
find a man that's going to do that for you. What else do you need in a man?
I mean,
spiritually fit.
Yeah.
In your opinion.
Of course, yes.
Yes. He's spiritually fit. He built me a shed.
When I'm happy, everybody's happy.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
I've heard that.
Sums it up, man.
I think I read that somewhere.
Listen, you know something? I got time. Let me just grab this.
Mommy's happy.
There's a gentleman. His name is Phil Milano, and it's my time. It's his CD, and we're going to be – actually, it's a very cool CD. It is really 60s, mid-60s sound CD, and Phil is a bomb, man. He's a really
good
guy.
New York is he at?
He's up in the Millbrook, Dover area, and oldtimerecordfactory.com. You want to check that out. Phil's going to be on with us here in a little bit, but one of the things that you're going to hear, like, there's this song. It is the bomb, I got to tell you. The Diva. Matter of fact, can you play The Diva right now?
What track number?
It's track number 5, and I mean you're gonna love it. You're gonna love this because you know I'm sitting here with my diva here, and we'll be back right after this song.
The diva, she'll try to please you, she'll love and leave you. Yes, she's the diva. Yes, she's the diva. The diva of love. And if you ask her.
If you ask her.
What is she after?
What is she after?
She'll only tell you.
What is she after?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, she's the diva. The diva of love. She'll take you downtown, brother. Just beware. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. She'll show you love. She's in command. If you've lost your ball, yeah, she's a teaser.
She's a teaser.
A proud pleaser.
A proud pleaser.
You go online. Just to meet her.
Just to meet her.
Yes, she's the diva. The diva of love. She'll take you downtown, brother. Just beware. She'll cut you like a surgeon with a scalpel in hand. She'll train your love. She's in command. You've lost your ball. Yes, she's a cheater.
She's a cheater.
A mean mistreater.
A mean mistreater.
A man eater.
A man eater.
A fire breather.
A fire breather.
Yes, she's the diva.
The diva of love.
A crowd pleaser.
A crowd pleaser.
A fire breather.
A fire breather.
Yes, she's a diva.
She's a diva.
Yes, she's a diva. The diva of love.
All right, we're back. Or should I say, we're back. And she just left with my balls. great song, man.
Great cut.
I'm telling you, what a, you know, I got it. I got all of the CDs he sent me down for them on Friday. I got them, and I played his through, man. And every song, one after the other, is just a classic, classic cut on a CD. So, and this one, of course, was my favorite. It brought me back to all of my ex-wives. All in one, like, lump sum.
Mm.
I said, absolutely. This is perfect. Perfect. So we're going to have Phil on in a little bit. It's part of the East Coast music scene, part of Sunday night, and we're going to be talking with him in regards to, of course, this new CD, where you can find it, how he came up with it, and all of that. We are still here, of course, with my buddy Ralphie Day. Ralphie D is going to be backing up. He is the Road Dogs. Him and his four partners are the Road Dogs, of Johnny D and the Road Dogs, and they're going to be backing up Ricky Bird of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. And Ricky is going to be down here. He's going to be down on, of course, February the 12th, 2011, 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., right here on 311 Briney Avenue over at the Seaside Inn. And we're going to be hanging out, and of course it's going to be Johnny B and the Road Dogs. It's going to also be a great band called Keep Coming Back, Thrown Alive, and Rhetoric will all be there. And we're looking forward to a great day of fun in the sun. And the Road Dogs are backing up Ricky. How's that? I mean, how did that feel like? Because I know it must be kind of like exciting just to be able to kind of hang out and play that day. Just the excitement of getting out and playing in an outside venue.
No, absolutely. You know, I believe we're scheduled to go on at 3 p.m. with Johnny B and the Road Dogs, and we just got a great bunch of tunes. You know, a set of Allman Brothers, a set of Skinner, a whole bunch of Stevie Ray Vaughan stuff, and Drew Preston. He just wails on the guitar.
Nice.
He's just an awesome guitar player, and I got to tell you, it's a pleasure working with him and being able to back up Ricky Bird for the headliner. You know, working the tunes and listening to the tunes and getting them down and putting some good spin to them and good feeling to them. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Ricky, I listen to his stuff, and I've listened to him all my life. You know, with Joan Jett and the boys. You know, and great. Tasty leads, you know, so it's a pleasure and an honor to be working with Ricky Bird.
You know, it was about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago that I met him for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And just a really down-to-earth cool guy. And, you know, and he makes no bones about it. He'll talk about his recovery and all of that. But one of the things that he makes no bones about it is, like, that's what came first for him. It still comes first. And,
mm-hmm.
And you all come in front of me, and by the grace of God, I have this opportunity to be able to carry this message to new musicians that are just getting sober, you know, or I should say old musicians newly getting sober and playing their music for the first time. Absolutely. And you're not a diva either.
Yeah,
thank God.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough.
But yeah, Ricky,
it's a tough job.
Yeah.
Shoes to fill.
Well, Ricky Bird, you know, just talking with him over the phone and emailing him and stuff, you know, it's funny, we're just talking music and we're forgetting that we're even, you know, sober, but we're all talking the sober talk, you know, and it's just so nice. After a while, you end up winding up with musicians that are sober, and there's no worries about, well, this guy's too stoned to remember what we just talked about. You know, we know what we're doing, and we're right on, and we're focused. You know, and you get such a better, you get a better product out of it.
Yeah, the end result is always going to be better.
Yeah, phenomenal.
So, and I'm glad you brought that part of it up, because if you think about it, when you think about the musicians, somebody just said to me recently, I forget who it was, but they said to me that, well, how many people, you know, is there a lot of sober people that are musicians, rockers in recovery? And first of all, rockers in recovery really came about because I'm a rocker. You know, I love you know, going out there and listening to music and rocking, and I'm in recovery, and that's how it kind of like came about. But most importantly, when I started to deal with sober bands, what I came to find out was that, wow, no kidding, there's a lot of guys that you would have never imagined
mm-hmm.
that finally got cleaned up And we'll, you know, we'll tell you first off that they almost killed themselves while they were going through press.
Sure. I mean, the major bands in the 60s and the 70s, if they're still around, they're either half dead, you know, or they're in recovery. I mean,
or they're Keith Richards.
Which we don't know if he is still alive or dead, but he's still walking.
Yeah, he's walking around anyway.
You know, but I mean, I was just listening to the band Zant Brothers, which is the brothers of the Lynyrd Skynyrd band from Jacksonville, and it's a country album, and it's there's a lot of recovery songs on there, and it's just amazing. You know, you hear him singing. He has his guitar underneath his bed, and he's afraid to pull it out because he's afraid to fly. You know, and he's talking about just so many acronyms of recovery stuff. You know, there's one song on that album that's just phenomenal. It talks about falling on the floor and dying, and just God sprinkle something over me, you know, because I can't do this anymore. You know, and it's so recovery. It's and the songs and the musicians that are on there and the power that they pull out of these songs is just amazing, amazing.
Yeah, and you hear it with guys like, you know, Richie Supa.
Mm-hmm.
Richie, I'll tell you, when you listen to a Richie Supa song, it's an amazing thing. It just, it will actually twist your heart. I remember when he came in with Last House on the Block, and he came in and he actually did the actual release of that on our show, which I was grateful that he would pick us to do that. But let me tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in this house, man. Everybody that was in the booth, he came in at 2 o'clock, he did it on a 2 o'clock show.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that was in the booth was crying. Everybody that was in, I was trying to hold it back. It was just an amazing thing. And that feeling, you're absolutely right. They can really get that feeling and put it out there.
Exactly. You know, it's nice to hear awesome musicians giving back that way,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's nice. I mean, you know, I mean, the classic one is Stevie Ray.
Absolutely.
You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan. He's a legend. He almost asked Eric Clapton to take that tragedy ride on the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
There was an extra seat for him.
Yeah.
Chose not to. If that isn't a God thing, I don't know what is, you know.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's we got to keep it alive. We got to keep it going. And with Ricky Bird and all these guys plugging forward, you know, it's wonderful to be part of that.
You know, I'm going to go out with, of course, and then we'll come back at the top of the hour. We're going to go out here in a couple of minutes. We're just going to sum up some things. But when we go out, we're going to go out with, of course, Broken as a Place, which was the only other song that did what Last House on the Block did to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge thing when that was produced and released also here. And I was, you know, in awe of that, you know. And then you start, you know, talking with different people. Like, you know, I had interviewed Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and I have some information I'm going to talk about with him later. But, you know, you start talking with these guys, and you start to find out that even with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and all of that, they're wrapping their music around and they're wrapping their head around the clean atmosphere of their lives today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't happening with the Red Hot Chili Peppers
right.
20 years ago.
Sure. Yeah.
That wasn't happening. But today, that's what they're gearing their lives to. They're wrapping it around all of that stuff. So I really, you know, I'm grateful that I have had the opportunity. God has put people like yourself and Alfie in my life. And that, you know, it's come full circle to a point where, you know, we get to go out and do things together today that are really positive, cool things. This is a free event, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that if you're new and you really don't know how to have fun in recovery, mm-hmm. that's what this event is for. For you to come and find out about having fun in recovery. That was my whole premise to this rock concert, was to show people that are new in recovery that we are not a glum lot. You can have fun, and you know something, enjoy yourself.
Without alcohol, or drugs,
that's
and gambling,
correct.
Part of your life. It's and you remember it.
You get to remember the set list.
Yeah, and remember what to play next.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, and a lot of people, I don't know if you know where the Briny Avenue is, but it is east of A1A, mm-hmm. off of Atlantic Boulevard. You know, everybody might know that famous bar.
Yeah, the
Briny Pub.
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's
if you're Irish,
directions.
You know, and if you're not Irish and you just drink a lot, you know it.
Yeah, that's how I used to get my directions. You know, I'm past the Briny Pub, then you make a left at Harry's place, and then you're going to have...
And then you had Frank's Pizza there, which
is
still there. Yeah,
Frank's is great, man.
Great pizza.
They got great pizza.
Yeah, and... So, yeah, it's right over A1A, make a right at the Briny Pub.
Yeah, going south. It's actually south.
Yeah, going south, right.
Yep.
and it's on the right-hand side, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of fun. Bring your bathing suits. And
yeah, they got a pool there.
Yeah, pool's going
to be open.
And I think there's a big lake right on the other side.
Yeah,
it's called the ocean.
The Atlantic. It's a big lake.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of waves in it, but you can...
Not many.
Yeah.
You know, I would bring people that come down from Long Island, and I'd bring them to the ocean. The next day, they go... Can we not go to the bay today? Can we go to the ocean?
That was the ocean.
Because there's no waves. We don't have waves unless a hurricane comes.
You got to remember the Bahamas are blocking us.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is. Yeah, good excuse.
Yeah. It's all the Bahamas' fault.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No problem, man.
No problem, man. All right, guys. Well, listen, we're going to go out. We're going to go out with, of course, Broken as a Place. Then we're going to do the last set of commercials for our sponsors because they make this all possible. If it wasn't for our sponsors, we would not be sitting here for the last 3 years. I want to thank my sponsors for tonight's show, for everything that they do. People like Christy from the First Steps Sober House and the rest of the folks, like Rick Riccardi from the Seaside Inn that sponsor different radio shows here, and, of course, Clapton's Crossroads Center of Antigua. And all the rest of the folks that sponsor our shows and make this possible. So we're going to go out right now with Ricky Byrd. We'll be back at the top of the hour. And, of course, we're going to have our buddy Phil in on the air with us, and Phil Milano. And he's going to be we're going to be putting out his new CD, It's My Time. We'll be back right after these messages.
Like cooking myself slowly down the drain. Couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. Could it be God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on.
the man.
Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community. WWF Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. The Health and Wealth Network is now online. Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to WWNNradio.com. That's WWNNradio.com. AM 1470, WNN, is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470, WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Coast of Ireland from the clear, pollution-free, mineral-rich waters of the Atlantic Ocean. The major components of MCFI are calcium, magnesium, boron, and selenium. The harvested seaweed is extensively washed, dried, and finely ground in order to produce the MCFI. MCFI has all of the physical and chemical properties which make it one of the purest and most bioavailable calcium supplements in the world today. MCFI is supplied in capsules of 250 milligram medical-grade calcium, which contain 100 IU of vitamin D3. This combination of calcium, magnesium, boron, selenium, and vitamin D3 allows for a maximum absorption of calcium. It's clinically proven and is Europe's most proven calcium. MCFI is available at various vitamins and herbs. Call 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070.
Feeling your age or just want to feel young again? The original GH3 is here. That's right, the original GH3 is here. It's not a phony pill, that's a precursor, but it's the real GH3. The Anna Aslan formula from Romania calls for 2% procaine hydrochloride, and that's the original anti-aging formula. Barry's GH3 formula is manufactured in the USA, and it is the real GH3. So if you don't want to travel to Romania to get GH3, and you want to feel young again, call Barry's Vitamins and Herbs at 1-888-888-8022 and let us remind you that the original GH3 favorably affects all cells and systems of the body. It has positive effects on the heart, skin, nails, tissues, memory function, mood, energy, eyesight, and is also a very powerful weapon against stress and much, much more. So to feel great, get GH3 from Barry's Vitamins and Herbs at 1-888-888-8022. Again, that's 1-888-888-8022. It's only $75 for a 3-month supply.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. For nearly a decade, Barry's Vitamins has been one of the nation's premier formulators and manufacturers of today's most innovative nutraceuticals. If you have questions about today's show, please call 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. And now, today's edition of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's nice to be with you today, 12 o'clock or a little after 12 on this great station, WWNN 1470. And we are here every day, usually 11 o'clock, but today 12 o'clock, as usual, 12 o'clock every day. I want to remind folks that we're going to have, it's going to start tomorrow. Today I'm going to start, I just have to draw up things to make it, a raffle. For any of our customers who walk in, for either $50 or $75 to Tropical Acres Restaurant, the oldest steakhouse in Broward County. And for $50, you truly can eat a full meal unless you want to get the top-of-the-line steak. You may have to add a few dollars to it. But it'll be absolutely free at a drawing, which will draw the coupon out on Monday. Let's see, it'll be on Friday morning on the Steve Kane Show at 8:30, a spot I do every morning. So if you want to know if you won, you have to listen to Steve Kane at 8:30, and we will be happy to give that drawing information out. So you can come here today if you're going to be shopping. Fill out the little form, which I don't have made yet, but I'll do it by hand in a few hits of the show, and you get a free gift certificate for 50. 1 week it'll be 50, 1 week it'll be 75, and I'll just reach in a bucket, and I don't know what it's going to be each week, but either one of those are great, great gifts for absolutely no charge whatsoever. So you come on up, you put your name, address, and phone number, if you want, email number, and you don't have to do that either. We're very simple here. This is not to get your name to put on a list to sell to anybody. It's just to give you a thank you for purchasing your products at Barry's Vitamins. Remember, it's Tropical Acres. You can look it up. It's in Davie, I think. I've been there. I don't remember exactly. On the left-hand side going west when you get off 95. Great restaurant. They got a great, great filet mignon. They have great Italian food. They have very, very good lobsters and fish. And again, I'll be giving you a $50 or a $75 gift certificate with Steve Kane's name on it. They'll know what it's all about, no problem. And we will be happy that you enjoy a great meal on us. Anyway, my name is Dr. Barry Nevins. I'm with Barry's Vitamins and Herbs in Boca. We welcome you to our show and to our showroom. We encourage you to buy your vitamins from us. The pricing on our vitamins is just about the same as all other vitamin stores, including discount stores. However, you will find things here that you won't find anywhere else. And that's what makes us different. Number one, you find me here. And there is never a charge to see me. I am a doctor of naturopathic medicine. I have my degree from the USAT College of Medicine in the main island of Montserrat, although you can't go there. The classes are now held in Miami. And we encourage you to come up here and use me. Just don't abuse me, but use me, because I'm here to give you information that you can discuss with your physician or make your own decision. As I have to say every show, I'm not a medical doctor. I don't diagnose, treat, mitigate any condition or cure any condition out there. I am only here to inform you and educate you to the proper way to use nutritional supplements and how they can enhance your overall health, welfare, and well-being. I have to say a special hello to Elva Kalinski. Elva is my computer people. Very much interested in what we do here. She runs our POS system. And just up here, I'm going to joke with her now, extorting more money out of me so we can get our computer system back up. Do you ever have a system put in? And a system is designed, and 3 years later, oh, you need to have this? Well, that's what Elver and Fred just did for me. I said, how come I need it now? I didn't need it when we put the system in. Well, we've grown. And they're here for every step. Anybody, by the way, looking for a POS system, just give me a call. I'll give you Elver's number. Believe me when I tell you, they're here all the time. All the time. We have so many problems with us. It's never the computers. It's always us here at Barry's. But great people also. So we like to acknowledge people who helped us. Phil Thomas, I want to thank yesterday. Phil Thomas Air Conditioning. He was up here. And I tell you what, he pulled out the coils of the air conditioners up here. And there was yeast and mold and slime, algae in the coils. He ripped them all out, cleaned everything, put a new duct in for us. Did a great job. So I want to thank Phil Thomas. He's over in Phil Thomas is in Davie also. But he's up here in a flash. Phil Thomas, if anybody needs a great air conditioner guy, just give me a call. I'll be happy to give you that. So we're finished with all the nonsense today. And we're going to start with give you a couple little jokes first. How's that? Make your day happy, start off with. How about some of the heavier people? I had one person come in here and ask me if she has flabby thighs. You know, she was lucky because I couldn't see them because her stomach was covering them. Imagine that. I know I got a lot of exercise the last few years. Just getting over the hill was enough. And believe me, I'm over the hill at my age. We all get heavier as we get older because there's a lot more information in our skulls. That's my story, folks, and I'm sticking to it. A lot more. You know what? I'll tell you a story. My granddaughter and one of my grandkids, but my granddaughter in Las Vegas, when I flew out there to visit her, she looked at me and says, "Grandpa, you have no brains. Just a lot of stuff. No brains, but a lot of stuff in your head." My little Brookie. Brookie is a free spirit. I don't know if anybody out there has a free spirit grandchild. She is 10 years old, has blue streaks in her hair, two earrings in each ear. I said to my son, Russ, the surgeon, "What are you bringing up here?" He says, "Dad, she's just a free spirit, and we let her do what she wants." And I said, "Just keep her away from drugs, Russ. You know better than that." So anybody going out there for a heart scan, the radiation is linked now to a small rise in cancer risk. And what I want you to know is that it's not just a heart scan. It's any radiation, whether it's an X-ray, whether it's a CAT scan, or any other diagnostic test you're doing that uses X-rays. MRIs don't use X-rays, by the way. MRIs use magnetism. So they're very, I believe, relatively safe and may even be healthy for you. You know, they found out that people who have depression, when they do an MRI, when they come out, they're suddenly not depressed for a while. So I think that's something very important to know and very important for you to understand, that MRIs are relatively safe if you have a choice between the radiation. There is a 3% increased risk of cancer for every 10 millisieverts in radiation. Let me put that in perspective for you. A chest X-ray gives 0.04 to 0.01 millisieverts of radiation. And a coronary angiogram gives us between 2.1 and 4 millisieverts. This is according to the 208 Manual of Cardiovascular Medicine. So for every 10 millisieverts, there's a 3% increase in cancer. Well, if you get a coronary angiogram and it's 4, combined with other things you may do, you may have enough to cause cancer. I'm not saying, and I'm not suggesting you don't. Your doctor and you have to make that decision. However, you should have the understanding that you can make a decision with your doctor and just explain this to them. Your doctor may not even know this. Hey, folks, my name is Dr. Barry Nevins, and we're with Barry's Vitamins and Herbs in Boca, and I welcome you to our show today. And we'll be back in just a few minutes, and I don't know what we're going to talk about. I think we'll talk about just a little bit about starting children on solid food the way it might not be advisable to rush that process. We'll be right back.
Heart disease. It's the number one killer in the United States today. Like any muscle in the body, the heart muscle requires a constant supply of oxygen and nutrients, which are carried by the blood. When these arteries become narrowed and clogged by plaque, blood and oxygen cannot flow freely, and that's when heart disease occurs. There is a safe and effective non-surgical therapy for dissolving and removing this existing plaque from the arterial wall. It's called PlaqueOff. PlaqueOff is an advanced oral chelation formula by KB Research Group. It's produced in an FDA-regulated laboratory and made from the highest quality plants from the Himalayas. PlaqueOff works with your body to help remove the toxins that can cause heart disease, and it also serves as a cleansing agent to remove plaque from the vascular walls. When it comes to heart disease, don't take chances. Call Barry's Vitamins and Herbs and the KB Research Group right now for more information about PlaqueOff. Call 368-2070. That's 368-2070.
The benefits of green tea have been documented in thousands of medical and scientific journals. There's a plethora of studies which show the potential benefits of green tea in relation to many types of cancer, weight control, nerve damage, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and many other major health problems. In order to reap the full benefits of green tea, one would have to drink at least 10 cups of authentic green tea a day to get the proper amount of the active therapeutic ingredients called polyphenols. There are numerous polyphenols in green tea, but the one with the highest concentration as well as the most powerful disease-fighting polyphenol is EGCG. Green tea power drops have the highest concentration of polyphenols on the market, 98%, with 50% of these being EGCG. One dropper full in water equals the same therapeutic dose of the disease-fighting polyphenols as 10 cups of authentic green tea. Green tea power drops are sweetened with xylitol. Xylitol fights cavities and promotes good oral hygiene. Green tea power drops are available at Berry's Vitamins and Herbs. Call 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070.
You are listening to Berry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Berry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. If you have questions about today's program, please call the store at 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. That's 888-888-8022. Or go online to berryvitamins.com. That's berryvitamins.com. And now, more of Berry's Supplement Hour.
Well, we're back, and thank you very much for staying tuned as I sip a little bit of water. My voice is, this time of the year, I get so busy talking to people that my voice just doesn't maintain its quality. It's hard to speak sometimes. I hope I don't sound like I'm 100 years old. I'm close to it, but I hope I don't sound like it. Hey, good news. We'll talk a little bit about cholesterol. Then I'll get back to the babies. If I can find what I do with that paper. I'm just crazy today. I really am. Too busy. Anyway, they finally admitted that there is less cholesterol in eggs. 14% less cholesterol, they used to say, and 64% more vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is so hard, especially vitamin D3, and they're not telling us what type of vitamin D it is. But vitamin D, 64% more in eggs, and 14% more, less cholesterol. We have been telling you that all the research has shown over many, many years that the cholesterol in eggs has nothing to do with your total cholesterol. And you got to remember, folks, this is such big hype that when you look at the studies, you will see that cholesterol should not necessarily be low and probably shouldn't be too high, although I'm a big believer in it being high. You can eat eggs, and you should eat eggs, because the nutrients in eggs are found in the yolk, not necessarily found in the white portion of the egg. Just like the skin on a potato is very healthy for you, the yellow part of the egg has all the nutrients. Now we know there's less cholesterol. You shouldn't worry about the cholesterol that is in eggs. Eat them. I eat eggs every single day because of the nutritional value of the egg. You should also. Let's talk about cholesterol again. Remember, this is my opinion only. Everything must be discussed with your doctor. People come to Barry's Vitamins all the time, and they want to lower cholesterol. And I think we make the number one cholesterol-lowering material in the world with research from Jefferson Medical School. So I know we can lower cholesterol. We do it every day. But I can tell you this. I can tell you this. That lowering cholesterol has not been shown to reduce heart attacks. It has not been shown to reduce heart attacks. It has been shown to do nothing, other than perhaps let you die sooner if you have low cholesterol, if you get a heart attack. So I was listening to the Steve Kane show this morning. As I told you, I'm on there at 8:30 in the morning, where an insurance agent who advertises on that show mentioned that he knew somebody who was 31 years of age and who died with children. Cause of death? Heart attack. Now, I want you to remember that 60% of all people who get a heart attack, their first symptom is not chest pain. It's not pain radiating to the jaw or shoulder. It's not vomiting. The first symptom of almost 60% of anyone who gets a heart attack is death. Instant death. So where does that leave us? That leaves us in a situation which is kind of scary, isn't it? And yet 50% of you out there who get a heart attack, who have friends who get a heart attack, will have low cholesterol. And 50% will have high cholesterol. So what does that mean, folks? Think about it. If you have high cholesterol and you get a heart attack, it'll be blamed the fact that you have high cholesterol. If you have low cholesterol and you get a heart attack, they will tell you it's an anomaly. Well, it's not true because it's about 50-50. One side can't have all the causes and the other side none if it's almost equal. So the question is, should you lower your cholesterol? Again, you and your doctor, not me. But I can tell you this, that my cholesterol is high and it's going to stay high. Studies will show you, and I can show you the studies, that people who get a heart attack, who have high cholesterol, heal faster. That's right. People who have high cholesterol can make more of the sex hormone, more of the adrenal hormones. People who have high cholesterol have better nerve function, because the myelin sheathing is made of cholesterol. That's the lining around the nerves. 50% of your brain, is when it's dry, is cholesterol. So you have to decide if you want to lower it or keep it where it is. And if common sense will tell you that if 50% of all people have a heart attack and they have low cholesterol and 50% have high, so what does that mean? You can go down to the casino, down to the Hard Rock over there, and get the same odds that you're getting to live here, whether it's high or low. There is no spread. It's exactly the same for your football fans. I can tell you that if you look at the research, you will find that for every point you lower cholesterol, your risks for all deaths go up. Lower your cholesterol, risk of death goes up. Lower your cholesterol, your risk of getting MS goes up. Your risk of neurological diseases and disorders goes up, because the nerves need that fat to keep healthy. Now you say, but my doctor tells me it'll build up plaque in my arteries and I'm going to die because of this cholesterol. Well, you know what? That plaque's going to build up whether you have high cholesterol or whether you have low. That plaque is going to build up because you have damage to your arterial walls. That plaque is going to build up because that's what cholesterol is supposed to do, heal injured walls and heal injured tissues in our body. So if we damage our arteries, then you can see that the cholesterol will go there to try and heal it and begin to build up and become plaque. So the trick is not to let yourself get damaged arteries. What causes damage to the arteries? Not a broken heart or a love affair, folks. It's an inflammatory process in general. And that inflammatory process in general can cause cholesterol to stick to your arteries. How do you know if it's sticking? Well, you can go out and get an angiogram I told you about and risk a 3% increased risk of cancer. Or as usual, you can come to Barry's and get on the CardioVision screening device. That is an FDA-cleared medical device. But I tell you this, 96% accurate. And the test we give you, the screening, is free. That's what's important, is to find out if there is plaque in your arteries And then if there is, do something about it. You can use Plaquof. You can use Plaquof to remove the arteries. Not the arteries. You don't remove your arteries. Remove the plaque in your arteries. Somebody just winked at me out there. Beautiful girl, so I lose track. When you're an old man, you become a degenerate, don't you guys? You look at beautiful women. You think about beautiful women. Talking about that, I have to tell you about a certain person named Jennifer, who's a, I'm not going to even tell you what she does for a living, but she's in the medical field. But let's get back to arteries, and I'm going to talk to you about Jennifer. We know that if you get plaque in your arteries, a piece could break off. And if a piece breaks off, then you get a stroke or a heart attack. Trick is not to build it up. So look, you take the CardioVision, it's free. The chief of radiology at University of Florida School of Medicine said it's as good as a CAT scan in predicting without these milli sieverts of radiation, and you will know. And then, because of all the experience we have, and a formula when my son was working here 11 years ago, put together, that our machine objectively shows you that plaque is removed from the arteries and the stiffness that comes along with it is now gone. Each and every one of you can come here and get it for free, that test, that screening test. If it's out of range, we're going to stamp it and say, go see your doctor. If it's out of range, we may suggest you do Plaquof, but still stamp it. Go see your doctor. It is important that you coordinate this material with the test so we know if it works. Now, I had a patient in this morning who had ablation twice now for her arrhythmias. Ablation is the use of electricity to try and stop the arrhythmias twice. Still hasn't stopped. I wish she would have seen us for our cardiac shunt first before she did any of this. She's up from Massachusetts. We believe that our cardio action has helped so many people. It's made such a difference in their life that and stopped arrhythmias and made a difference in arrhythmias so that you could certainly, if you have arrhythmias, now she is on a take the cardiaction before you get to the ablation part of it. It doesn't always work. Now they want to put a pacemaker in her, and they may want to put a defibrillator in her someday. Try the natural remedies as long as you have time and it's safe to do, as long as you're not in an emergency situation. I was surprised she did ablation because for most people, Coumadin, the drug Coumadin, is very effective in stopping any damage from atrial fibrillation is what she had. Because the really only problem with that is the fact that you can get a blood clot and your doctor will give you Coumadin. Warfarin is a generic for it. And by the way, it's not rat poison, as everybody would tell you who's in this business. Rats die because they take too much of it and they bleed to death. Anyway, my name is Dr. Barry Nevins. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Bowel disease, birth defects, cancer, diverticulitis. What do they have in common? These are all reasons you might have an ostomy. And you probably already know what a challenge it can be to find ostomy supplies. And it's even harder to find knowledgeable, caring people to serve you. Fortunately, right here in South Florida, we have the premier professionals just moments away. Ostomy Inc. Ostomy Inc. is located in Margate, and they've been in business for over 20 years. They provide all types of ostomy pouches, skin barriers, deodorants, and accessories. Plus, they're the largest supplier of ostomy supplies in the southeastern United States, so you can count on the best prices. More importantly, Ostomy Inc. has a full staff of nurses and medical professionals on site, always available to answer your questions and address your concerns. And they're proud to announce their 2010 Medicare accreditation through the Joint Commission with another perfect score. Let Ostomy Inc. give you the peace of mind and expert knowledge you're looking for. Most major insurance plans accepted. Ostomy Inc., located at 5420 West Atlantic Boulevard in Market, just east of 441. Call them at 954-975-8004. That's 954-975-8004.
Ostomy Inc., making your life easier. 954-975-8004. And tell them you heard about it on Barry's Supplement Hour. You are listening to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. If you have questions about today's program, please call the store at 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. That's 888-888-8022. Or go online to barrysvitamins.com. That's barrysvitamins.com. And now, more of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Okay, folks, I'm back, and thank you very, very much for listening. We hope you're learning. Talking about arrhythmias today and how we at Barry's believe we can help eliminate. By the way, an arrhythmia is just an irregular heartbeat. You guys all hear that, oh, I have an irregular heartbeat. Don't want you to confuse that. Sometimes you lay on a pillow and you can hear, you feel like you can hear your pulse in your brain. It's just that the eardrum is near the carotid artery and you can pick it up sometimes. But that's not indicative of anything wrong, by the way. In most cases, if you think it's wrong, go see a doctor. But in any case, I want to tell you a little story about this beautiful gal, Jennifer. Jennifer is really a pretty gal. And sometimes when she's in my office, hard for this old man to concentrate, you know. It really is, but just joking, folks. She doesn't have many problems, but she did fax me her blood work, and we took a look at it, and all I can do is advise you what I think. I don't treat medical conditions here, and then you have to go to your doctor if you have one. But I can help you screen them. I can help you understand what the blood work means, and we enjoy doing that. So what I'm mentioning, Jennifer, to you is if you have a problem, come up and bring me your blood work. I'll help you understand it. You can email me. You can fax me your information. I'll be happy to get back to you with that. It may take me a few days to do because I do a very thorough analysis of what I believe the blood work can tell you. And then, of course, and I seem to be repetitive, but I want to tell you, you've got to see your doctor with it. Anyway, it's wonderful that I can do that. It makes me feel good. As many of you folks know, I am partners in a business with John Paul DeGioia. John Paul DeGioia is one of the wealthiest men in America. John Paul DeGioia is Paul Mitchell Shampoo. John Paul DeGioia is Patron Tequila. John Paul DeGioia is hundreds of different businesses. One of the nicest men in a position to be worth, if you look in, and you could look it up on the internet, $4.4 billion, you would expect somebody to be like Trump, a little pompous, a little nothing, the nicest man in the world. And he believes in me because of the quality of the products that we produce and the way we manufacture them and how we manufacture them. And we are going to be in a joint venture very shortly. It's coming off the ground now, where he will be buying from the company we own together, I hope, 1 million bottles a month of our Spice It Up pill. And he has another name for it. It's his own name. But he was so happy, man, with the Spice It Up pill, that he believes it's going to be bigger than even his Paul Mitchell shampoo. So if any man out there, by the way, and if any kids, just push him away for a couple of seconds or shut your radio off, is looking to obtain a wonderful erection, one that you could sing the song, Rise and Shine and Give God Your Glory, Glory, and want to have a wonderful relationship, then this pill, Spice It Up, is beyond being wonderful. It is much more effective, in my opinion, than any pill out in the market today and can make a huge difference in your relationship issues. I think I told the story before about long-term relationships, but I'll do it again. I hope I don't offend anybody, but remember, it's just a joke. But it tells you about how important it is to be able to have a positive relationship with the person you care about. And for you guys out there who are what I would call dirt bombs, then it's the person you don't care about. But anyway, remember, this is a story now. A gentleman came to me, very wealthy. He had a house on the ocean here in Boca, another house out in Miami on the ocean. And he came to me and he said, Barry, I've been married 60 years and I love my wife. And I want to make love to her, but my plumbing doesn't work. So I gave him our Spice It Up pills, the same pills I'm telling you that I am making for John Paul DeGioia. And he went home and he took the pill, and amazingly, he got a reaction. Not amazing to me, but to him. And he began to become ready to make love. And he said to his wife, honey, please come with me upstairs. I can make love to you now. And she said, honey, we're married 60 years. Leave me alone. It's late at night. Well, he came back to me and said, Barry, listen, the pill works for me to spice it up. Do you have something for women? And at that time, we didn't. Now we do. It's a kit. Women are a little harder, but we have a three-piece kit for women that women are going crazy over. Going crazy. But I didn't have it then. So I said, listen, you're a man. I'm not talking about morality now. I'm talking about your health. Why don't you go down to your Miami house, find your prettiest maid, give her $50, take my pill, and make love to her. And he said to me, Barry, then I'm in the wrong place. Why do I need you? I said, what are you talking about? I'm here to help you. He goes, no, with the maid, I won't need the pill. See, long-term relationships, there is no reason to get that relationship out of whack, none whatsoever, because and when you need help, it's there for you. You don't have to run to your maid. You don't have to run to a girlfriend. You don't have to run to some street hooker. Man, you could just take these pills and enforce your love relationship with your loved one, or anyone else you want, by the way. We get more men coming in here for these pills, younger men, to enhance their feelings than older men. Why does my phone always ring when I'm on the radio? Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. That's twice now in the last couple of seconds. I've been doing this for 20 years, the same time for 20 years. Well, no, because on Tuesdays it's 12 o'clock, so I can't get mad at my friends who are calling me. But anyway, we certainly know that we can help you in a relationship. Women, come up here and talk to Sandy. Come up here and talk to Elena. Come up here and talk to Joanna. They'll help you get your libido back. They'll help you with getting and keeping your relationship so that your man doesn't have to go to the maid and pay her $50 to experience the wonderful, wonderful experience of making love to someone you love. I think it's wonderful. I think lovemaking is so much an ingrained part of relationships. And the best part about lovemaking is the hugging afterwards. So guys, remember, after you're done, don't turn over and go to sleep. Give your woman a big hug and a kiss. Tell her you care about it. It'll make a difference. We do have the pills that will help men. We do have the kit that helps women. We will make a difference in the way you feel about life. That is for sure. All right, let's see. I want to tell you about children. You know, a lot of our folks are elderly, but a lot are young. You may have children. You may have a baby due. You may have many, many people you know. You know how we always want to get kids off the bottle? Get them off the bottle. Get them off the nipple first. Get them off the bottle later on. Get them on solid food. But starting infants on solid food before 4 months will make your child fat. You want to do that to your child? You want to make them obese? You want to make them fat? Well, put them on solid food before 4 months and watch what happens. This is a big study published in the journal Pediatrics. Don't do it. Please. Please don't do that. All right, now let's talk about children while I'm talking about children. Have you started giving your children vitamin D3? Well, if you don't, you're gypping them out some really good health. All of you out there. I had somebody email me today who said they wanted some suggestions on what blood work they should get from their doctor. And I always mention, well, you should get D3 levels. And the answer I got back was, well, I take 5,000 units a day from you, Barry. Why should I get my levels taken? Well, common sense would tell you that you need to have a level. Maybe the 5,000 units for you is not being absorbed. Maybe the 5,000 units is giving you too much vitamin D, and we have to reduce the level slightly. Remember, if you're taking vitamin D, it is very hard to absorb. That's why we made the vitamin D3 with cyclodextrone technology. That's why we made the vitamin D to absorb better in your body. By the way, they just came out that people with MS, if you take vitamin D, will have a much less chance of getting multiple sclerosis, MS, because it is so deficient that you need to have it to prevent multiple sclerosis. And if you have MS or you know a friend who has MS, you better tell them. You better start taking D3 to stop the condition from continuing to expand or perhaps put it in a remittive type form. This is really important. So make sure you give your kids the D3. Make sure, by the way, D3 also affects lung function. So that's a failure use study. So lung function, brain function, heart function, I think every function in the body is affected by good levels of vitamin D3. So make sure you give your infants from the day they're brought home from the hospital 400 units, Academy of Pediatrics. Make sure that you get your levels taken. When it comes back, you will see the levels are between 30 and 100. But all the research is now showing that it should be between 60 and 100. So get your blood work taken. Use it as a guide. Make sure you take a D3 that's going to be absorbed in your body and is of the highest quality. We make that. And we believe we make it because of the cyclodextrone. We make it more effectively and more beneficial to you because of the cyclodextrone technology. What an amazing, amazing, amazing situation that is, isn't it? We're really proud of that. We're very proud of our cyclodextrone. You can look, if you want to go on the website, by the way, we have two websites. One is much more completed than the other, but not finished. Beautiful pictures on it, though, of products and et cetera. That was made for us by Donna Rose. And you can look at that at barrysnaturalhealth.com. barrysnaturalhealth.com. Or a new one, which is being built by these professional guys, who is barrysvitaminsandherbs.com. barrysvitaminsandherbs.com. And we have hired somebody to help us write for that site little information about the products. And little by little, we're getting it up. Well, you know, we have 1,000 products here, and I'm trying to put up the top 55, but eventually we'll get them all up in a list. But you can look there. You can't order there yet, but you can call us at our toll-free number at 1-888-888-8022. 888-888-8022. When I come back, we're going to talk about something that may be healthier than fruit juices for a healthy heart. This is Dr. Barry Nevins for Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, and we'll be right back.
Feeling your age or just want to feel young again? The original GH3 is here. That's right, the original GH3 is here. It's not a phony pill, that's a precursor, but it's the real GH3. The Anna Aslan formula from Romania calls for 2% procaine hydrochloride, and that's the original anti-aging formula. Barry's GH3 formula is manufactured in the USA, and it is the real GH3. So if you don't want to travel to Romania to get GH3, and you want to feel young again, call Barry's Vitamins and Herbs at 1-888-888-8022 and let us remind you that the original GH3 favorably affects all cells and systems of the body. It has positive effects on the heart, skin, nails, tissues, memory function, mood, energy, eyesight, and is also a very powerful weapon against stress, and much, much more. So to feel great, get GH3 from Barry's Vitamins and Herbs at 1-888-888-8022. Again, that's 1-888-888-8022. It's only $75 for a 3-month supply.
MCFI, Medical Calcium from Ireland, is a granulated natural calcium source produced from mineralized seaweed. This seaweed is harvested from the seabed off the west coast of Ireland from the clear, pollution-free, mineral-rich waters of the Atlantic Ocean. The major components of MCFI are calcium, magnesium, boron, and selenium. The harvested seaweed is extensively washed, dried, and finely ground in order to produce the MCFI. MCFI has all of the physical and chemical properties which make it one of the purest and most bioavailable calcium supplements in the world today. MCFI is supplied in capsules of 250 milligram medical-grade calcium, which contain 100 IU of vitamin D3. This combination of calcium, magnesium, boron, selenium, and vitamin D3 allows for a maximum absorption of calcium. It's clinically proven, and it's Europe's most proven calcium. MCFI is available at Barry's Vitamins and Herbs. Call 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070.
You are listening to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. If you have questions about today's program, please call the store at 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. That's 888-888-8022. Or go online to barrysvitamins.com. That's barrysvitamins.com. And now, more Barry's Supplement Hour.
Okay, folks, we're back. And get ready for this. Do you have any idea what may be healthier than fruit juice for keeping your heart healthy? Well, we all have a little idea because you've heard about this substance for a long time now. The only thing is, I'm not quite sure it's an honest study. Chocolate. Dark chocolate may be healthier than fruit juices for a healthy heart because of the antioxidants in it. Well, let me tell you, folks. Sounds good. If you like dark chocolate, then it can be kind of bitter if you get the really good one. Sounds a lot better than drinking a lot of fruit juice. It's full of sugar, isn't it? A lot of fruit juice. You don't need a lot of chocolate to give you the antioxidants that are in there. But guess who paid for the study? Hershey Company. I don't know if it's honest or not. You know what? It's a good, good, wonderful thought process. And again, if you don't eat a lot of it, it's fine. Just don't eat milk chocolate and think that's going to work for you, because that's nothing but sugar and milk and et cetera. A little bit of cocoa. It can even lower blood pressure, dark chocolate, folks. By the way, if you want to lower your blood pressure, I would suggest, you shouldn't want to lower your blood pressure. You should lower your blood pressure. You want to try Barry's APC, the most amazing blood pressure lowering pill I've ever seen. The most amazing. We probably sell thousands of them a month. Not probably. We do sell thousands of them a month. And I would suggest to you, with the help of your doctor, if you want to try this, if you're on blood pressure medication, you should see a doctor and try it. I can never tell you to get off medication. It's not in the purview of what a naturopathic doctor does. I've just been contacted by the licensing board for naturopathic doctors. Florida doesn't have a license, but there's a national licensing board which recruited me to get licensed throughout the country. Of course, it won't be Florida, because Florida has no license, and they won't probably accept this one either. But, you know, naturopaths, according to the state of Florida, do no harm. That's why they won't license us. Medical doctors can do a lot of harm, can't they? They surely can. And not because they want to. They're good guys. They're good women. They're in, when they start off in medical school, they're in it for the the wonderful, wonderful way that you feel when you help somebody. We feel that here. We know it's there. But, again, eventually things turn down to money sometimes. Or a lot of people come to me and say, Barry, if this product is so good, why isn't the medical profession using your APC to lower my blood pressure rather than these horrible drugs that I'm on? When I look the side effects up, I'm going to die from just looking up the side effects. And most of the time I tell them it's not the doctor's fault. Truly, it's not. I believe it's the lawyer's fault. If a doctor, a medical doctor, would say to you, I think you should go to Barry's Vitamins, see Dr. Barry over there, and take something from that he has for blood pressure control instead of me giving you drugs. And you go to Barry's and you get APC, and you see a black cat at night on Halloween, and you get scared out of your wits, and you get a heart attack. The first thing your family is going to do is sue that doctor because he didn't give you blood pressure medication. Think about that. So more lawyers control your health care than do doctors because they have to. You know, my son is, as many of you know, Russell Nevins, Dr. Russell Nevins, is one of the, I think he is, because I'm prejudiced, but all his friends tell me, if you look him up, you'll see, the foremost hip replacement surgeon, knee replacement surgeon, and shoulder replacement surgeon in the country. He teaches all over the world his procedures. He invents products. And he put in a hip called, made by Johnson & Johnson, called the Pew. And it turned out there was something wrong with it 3, 4, 5 years later. And now poor Russell is getting sued like crazy, not because he did something wrong. The hips are perfect because of the device. Now, they'll all be dismissed against him because the way the laws are written. He just put in a device. Johnson & Johnson has billions of dollars put away to cover this. But you see, it's the lawyers that do it. It's the lawyers that run our health care. You know, why do you think you go into emergency room and they have to give you an MRI and a CAT scan and give you oxygen and give you, because they're afraid if they don't, you can be sued. They can be sued. So why bother? So in the meantime, dark chocolate, they say it's that way because of the antioxidants. Now, folks, there are tremendous antioxidants you can buy that certainly have higher ORAC ratings than chocolate. C-N-O-L is one of them. C-N-O-L is one of the most amazing products from the ocean, the kava plant in the ocean, for your antioxidant needs. We like that a lot, that product. We don't even make it. We just like it a lot. All right, for you men out there, anybody who lives long enough, including myself, I felt I lived long enough. But it has been said that any man who lives long enough will have prostate problems with lower urinary symptoms. And what are those symptoms? Urinary hesitancy. You just can't get it all out. Weak urine stream. Getting up several times during the night to urinate. That's called nocturia. Incontinence, where you leak and you drip out and you urinate without cause. And urinary tract infections. Now, men don't get too many urinary tract infections, but you really can. And let me tell you, we know all about it because we see so many men here. Matter of fact, a good friend of mine who's an MD, we put in our program. He was doing fabulous, but he got prostatitis. And right away, what do you think he does? He goes back to the drugs for treating prostatitis, these antibiotics. And you know the amazing thing is, if you look up prostatitis, men, most of the time is not a bacterial infection. So you take antibiotics, you make your body resistant to the bacteria you have. And they're not even treating the cause, which is really unknown. There are many things we have at Barry's to protect your prostate before it gives you a problem. And we now have a new one on a product called SPET, SPET 085. This works as good as the drug, finasteride, for shrinking your prostate. It's not available yet, maybe another week yet. So we encourage you to keep the faith. If you have a problem with your prostate, talk to your doctor. Whatever they tell you, you do, plus whatever we have, and that can make a tremendous difference to you. It really can. If you have a child, by the way, that's ADHD, Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, this can be complicated by learning disabilities. Really have your child checked out. According to the Journal of Pediatrics, 70% of children diagnosed with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, by the way, that's abbreviated as ADHD, have at least one other mental or physical problem like a learning disability. Unbelievable. Conduct disorder, depression, anxiety, difficulty. It's got to be treated. See your doctor about that one. Anyway, my name is Dr. Barry Nevins. I am really pleased to be here to you, even though this is an unusual time, 12 o'clock for us. This show, as all our shows, repeated on station 740 a.m. at 11 o'clock in the evening. For all you great folks out there who depend upon us, we're really happy to be here for you. Makes me very happy as a large manufacturer of supplements that we sell to doctors and catalogs all over the country. It truly makes me happy to be here so that I can help you make choices, educated choices about your healthcare challenges and every aspect of your health and your life. We're here to talk to you. There's never a charge to see myself or Dr. Arrieta. We love to see each and every one of you. I invite you personally to come in and visit us. I represent Barry's Vitamins and Herbs in Boca Raton, Florida, 561-368-2000. Have a great day tomorrow at 11 o'clock on the station. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. If you have further questions about today's program, please call the store at 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. That's 888-888-8022. Or go online to barrysvitamins.com. That's barrysvitamins.com. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors. WWNA, Pompano Beach. WWNA, Pompano Beach.
In today's world, with small business under attack, business owners are increasingly focused on raising their bottom line. Now, of course, there are two ways of doing this. One, by increasing sales. Two, by cutting expenses. And one of the biggest expenses you face as a business owner is employee health insurance. And that's where Bill Klatzoff at AdCob Medical Coverages comes in. Bill is, in fact, the B in AdCob. And if you'll take the time to meet with Bill, he'll show you how you can cut your company's health insurance premium in half while at the same time dramatically improving the quality of that coverage. That's right, 50% less premium, 100% better coverage. Call Bill today for a no-charge consult, 954-345-1218. That's 954-345-1218. Tell him Steve Kane sent you.
Steve Kane website at SteveKaneShow.com.
This is Steve Kane. I'm here with one of my favorite sponsors and favorite people, Nelson Locke from Value Financial. Nelson, this wonderful government program that enables people to get cash out of their homes and live payment-free for the rest of their life. Let me ask you this. From the day I apply, if I were to apply today, how long is it before I get that check in my hands?
Hey, that's a great question, Steve. And I got to tell you, given the way most of our competitors are working right now, that is really something we should talk about. If you were to go to one of the big banks right now, you probably would have, 2 months, maybe 3 months tied up in the process. With us, you'll have 3 weeks tied up in the process. If everything goes well, we'll get your loan ready to go and it'll be in underwriting in less than 3 weeks. If you send your loan to one of those big old banks sitting on the corner and they ship it out of state, I know of one bank in particular where the current underwriting turnaround time is over 3 weeks.
Oh, my heavens. Well, yet another great reason to call Nelson at Value Financial. The number, 1-800-760-5363. Write it down, 1-800-760-5363. You be sure to tell Nelson his friend Steve Kane sent you.
This is attorney Andy Curtis. I want to talk today about an example on why people should do a revocable living trust. A 40-year-old lady was writing into the Orlando Sentinel business section. Here's what she wrote. My 75-year-old mother was thinking about doing a revocable living trust. Her lawyer, who had been her lawyer like for 20 years, said, you're not rich. You don't need a trust. Now the 75-year-old lady died, and the very same lawyer who said you don't need a trust is now trying to charge the daughter $6,000 to go through probate. Well, if she would have done a revocable living trust with me, $350 for a single person, $450 for a married couple, that $6,000 fee could have been avoided. Not only do you get the trust, but you get a $150 gift certificate from Tropical Acres. Call me toll-free.